But at that precise moment, a screech owl swooped in through the kitchen window. Narrowly missing the top of Uncle Vernon's head, it soared across the kitchen, dropped the large parchment envelope it was carrying in its beak at Harry's feet, and turned gracefully, the tips of its wings just brushing the top of the fridge, then zoomed outside again and off across the garden.
"Owls!" bellowed Uncle Vernon,
the well-worn vein in his temple pulsing angrily as he slammed the kitchen window shut.
"Owls again! I will not have any more owls in my house!"
But Harry was already ripping open the envelope and pulling out the letter inside, his heart pounding somewhere in the region of his Adam's apple.
"Dear Mr. Potter, we have received intelligence that you performed the Patronus charm at 9:23 this evening in a Muggle-inhabited area and in the presence of a Muggle. The severity of this breach of the decree of the reasonable restriction of underage sorcery has resulted in your expulsion from Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Ministry representatives will be calling at your place of residence shortly to destroy your wand. As you have already received an official warning for a previous offence under Section 13 of the International Confederation of Wizards Statute of Secrecy, we regret to inform you that your presence is required at a disciplinary hearing at the Ministry of Magic at 9 a.m. on August 12th. Hoping you are well, yours sincerely, Mafalda Hopkirk, Improper Use of Magic Office, Ministry of Magic."
Harry read the letter through twice. He was only vaguely aware of Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia talking in the vicinity. Inside his head, all was icy and numb. One fact had penetrated his consciousness like a paralyzing dart. He was expelled from Hogwarts. It was all over. He was never going back. He looked up at the Dursleys. Uncle Vernon was purple-faced, shouting, his fists still raised. Aunt Petunia had her arms around Dudley, who was retching again. Harry's temporarily stupefied brain seemed to reawaken. "Ministry representatives will be calling at your place of residence shortly to destroy your wand." There was only one thing for it. He would have to run, now. Where he was going to go, Harry didn't know, but he was certain of one thing. At Hogwarts or outside it, he needed his wand. In an almost dreamlike state, he pulled his wand out and turned to leave the kitchen.
"Where do you think you're going?"
yelled Uncle Vernon. When Harry didn't reply, he pounded across the kitchen to block the doorway into the hall.
"I haven't finished with you, boy."
"Get out of the way," said Harry quietly.
"You're going to stay here and explain how my son..."
"If you don't get out of the way, I'm going to jinx you," said Harry, raising the wand.
"You can't pull that one on me," snarled Uncle Vernon. "I know you're not allowed to use it outside that madhouse you call a school."
"The madhouse has chucked me out," said Harry, "so I can do whatever I like. You've got 3 seconds. 1, 2... A resounding crack filled the kitchen. Aunt Petunia screamed. Uncle Vernon yelled and ducked. But for the third time that night, Harry was staring for the source of a disturbance he had not made. He spotted it at once. A dazed and ruffled-looking barn owl was sitting outside on the kitchen sill, having just collided with the closed window. Ignoring Uncle Vernon's anguished yell of,
"Owls!"
Harry crossed the room at a run and wrenched the window open again. The owl stuck out its leg, to which a small roll of parchment was tied, shook its feathers, and took off the moment Harry had pulled off the letter. Hands shaking, Harry unfurled the second message, which was written very hastily and blotchily in black ink.
"Harry, Dumbledore's just arrived at the Ministry, and he's trying to sort it all out. Do not leave your aunt and uncle's house. Do not do any more magic. Do not surrender your wand. Arthur Weasley."